Welcome to the Super Quotient Club, aligning body, mind and soul with Yoga Sutra of Patanjali, 30th Sutra, Chapter 2. Ahinsa satyasteya brahmacharya parigrahaya mah. The fifth of the yam is aparigraha, which means non-possessiveness or non-hoarding and non-acceptance of gifts given in the wrong spirit. Possessiveness and hoarding gets its power from fear of insecurity and tires down. Acceptance of gifts also weighs us down with the burden of obligation. So what this yam is asking us is to break free from whatever is tying us down, to let go of our attachments to who we think we are in order to spread our wings and become who we truly are. So what aparigraha stands for is learning to let go. Our lives are full of moments we wish would never end. But change is inevitable, and clinging to moments, past or present, will not bring us peace. This is the lesson of aparigraha, aptly the last of the yam in our eight-limbed path of yoga. If we are to awaken to the fullness of our being, we must learn to let go. Aparigraha has many translations. In its purest form, it resembles vairagya, the word for detachment and renunciation. We don't have to take this austere path to learn that the things we call possessions can create madness, like possessing undue or superfluous goods, or accumulating ill-considered and useless gifts, gratifications, or perquisites. It's not just material objects or moments that we accumulate and then cling to furiously. We also build up and hold on to resentments. We acquire and defend opinions and beliefs. To begin to practice aparigraha, we have to let go of some of the physical, emotional, and mental baggage we have amassed throughout our journey. The relationship that never really feels stable, that can go too. The beliefs and opinions and judgments, even they must be put down. And forgive everyone, immediately, including ourselves, to free ourselves from resentment and bitterness and become the loving person we know we are. When we let go, we grow. Greater things come to us only if we trust that they will. And slowly, as we practice aparigraha, it becomes clear that the previous yam have been preparing us for this moment. For what we realize is, it is not the material things, nor is it the relationship, and neither is it the beliefs and opinions and judgments that we have been clinging to. Rather, it is our own sense of self. But if we want to move along the eight-limbed path towards samadhi, even this must go. Aparigraha pries our clutching fingers apart and says, "No, my love, there is no mine, because there is no I." So we must let go of our attachments to who we think we are and become who we truly are. And while it may be scary, it will also be liberating. When we embrace aparigraha, we become like the fledgling bird. We were not born to stay clinging to a branch. We were born to soar. And in that moment, we take flight. Such moments are most desirable, for it means the soul has cast off its moorings and is sailing for distant places. This is detachment, when the old is over and the new has not yet come. There is nothing to be afraid of. Just remember the instruction, whatever we come across, go beyond. The beyond that aparigraha is moving us towards is the next stage of the journey, the niyam. There is no place for fear there, for they teach only love. And so we must arrive with empty hands, our wings spread wide, with the faith that whatever awaits us is far better than whatever we had to let go of.